Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for the Kia Sorento. It is Drive Car of the Year. And across Tasmania for Wilson Homes, they believe in great design, so you love being home.
You promised me something big tonight.
I did, and I've delivered once again.
What, the barista?
No, the barista was just the entree. The barista of the exclusive interview, radio interview, with the barista of the Australian Olympic team.
Yes.
In Tokyo.
Yes.
That's just the entree. We now have what we've previously referred to as the CCR, the Chief COVID Reporter, here in Victoria, the state
Charnel.
Political reporter for Channel 7, Charnel Vella.
Is she in Tokyo?
She has now been upgraded. She got too big for Melbourne, and she's gone to Tokyo to be the CCOR.
You didn't tell me
Chief
that.
COVID Olympic reporter, and she joins us from Tokyo. Charnel, welcome.
Hello, I feel so privileged to be here. I think it was your big pump up that they said put her on a plane and send her over there.
Well, I didn't know that they were listening, so I did make a quick phone call to Lewis Martin, and quite clearly he's decided that you're too big just to have simply a national audience. You're now going international, which is even more fantastic for us because we've actually loved, in fact, we have acknowledged your superiority in reporting all matters COVID right throughout the network, and it's just an absolute privilege for this program to have someone so connected on the ground up there in Tokyo reporting indirectly. Yeah, so very much a warm welcome to the team.
Thank you so much. It certainly is a warm welcome. I know you guys are freezing, but I am hot here. It is steaming here. I know that's not what you want to hear, but I just thought I'd let you know.
No, well, we don't want to hear that. It's about 6 degrees here. Charnel, tell us, what is actually the biggest story in Tokyo right now, you know, from an Australian perspective?
Well, of course, the Matildas last night were just superb. We have the Aussie softball team as well. They played the first game in the whole of the Olympics games. What's the pressure on them? They dropped that one to Japan, but they've come through today against Italy, which is really great for the team here. Of course, they want to build a fan base back in Australia, given they haven't played softball in the games for the last 13 years. So really looking to build the base there. Of course, there's all the COVID protocols. If I can go back to my roots and talk about COVID, there's heaps of protocols around here. We're testing every day ourselves, and we're keeping away from athletes. It's really, really strict here. They are enforcing every single rule that we told would be in place. There's no moving from those rules, but it's to keep everyone safe, and it's been a great game so far.
When you get tested, Charnel, are you also just having to dribble some saliva into a test tube, or are you getting the Australian version of the tissue up the back of the nostril?
Look, I won't act like I'm a refined lady. Sam knows me very well and knows that I probably don't fit that definition. So I am doing the dribble test into the tube.
Yes.
It's not up the nose. We did have a couple of those up the nose tests before we came here to make sure. But here it's all about spitting. But Japan, they're very modest, so you can't really do it in public either. And we do have to test on the go. Mm-hmm. So I'm ducking around corners and hiding behind furniture when I'm doing my spit test every day.
And the accommodation, how does that rate?
It's small, but we're very happy. It is very small. All the hotels are tiny here, and we're not allowed out of them. So we're only allowed to game venues and then straight back to the hotel. We are allowed to go to one convenience store. You're only allowed to be at that convenience store for 15 minutes. We did have one staff member who was told that it took them too long to walk to the convenience store. They perhaps had to up their fitness. So we're on very strict protocols here. I'm getting my walking done in the under 15 minutes to the convenience store, grab sushi, get back.
The big story over here today was the attempt at humour of John Coates when it
alleged attempt of humour.
Alleged attempt at humour when he ordered Anastasia Palaszczuk to attend the opening ceremony. How did you see it, and what do you think of his explanation?
Oh, I would say that masks probably came in handy in that situation. I thought she looked quite awkward and was probably hiding a very awkward face underneath there. And that was probably the reaction of the wider public as well. Of course, he released a statement shortly after explaining his actions.
Yep.
But I don't think they went down well. And there was a lot of talk in the public about would he have done that to a male as well. So I think that comes into play there.
I was disappointed in his explanation. It was almost like throwing Anastasia under the coach's bus.
Yeah, and look, there was a lot of controversy about her coming here, but when you see the payoff, I guess it does seem like she did have to be here to get those games. So it was quite polarising whether she had to come or not. Of course, given what's happening back home at the moment, you know, it probably doesn't bode well to see premiers flying out, but Brizzy came off with the games, and that's a great win.
So, Sharnell, given that you're now a regular on the program, we need a little bit of background.
Yep.
Where do you live in at Melbourne?
Sure.
And who do you barrack for so we can just ascertain your bona fides?
Oh, this is where you're probably never going to talk to me again. I'm just going to put it out there. So, the first part is okay. So, I live in the southeast. I'm a Roeville girl.
Yes.
The second part is I don't have a football team.
Okay. So, you're up for grabs.
I'm up for grabs, but I'm glad that you haven't wanted to sack me over that straight away.
We're a very broad church on this program.
Jared doesn't barrack for anyone either. So you're in good company.
You can have agnostics, you can have atheists, you can have hardcore swans, saints, you name it. We'll take the lot.
Labour, Liberal, Greens.
So can I explain it though? So
I think we'll pull short of the Greens. We'll pull you up at the Greens. Okay. Sorry, Chanel, I interrupted.
I'm going to explain it to you. Dad is Maltese. Mum is Sri Lankan. We didn't really grow up with footy in the house.
Yes.
The husband goes for Richmond and is desperate for me to get on board.
Too late.
But I feel like if I was going to do that, that's it, right? Too late. Yeah, too late.
So if you had to pick one outside of Richmond, and it doesn't have to be Melbourne-based, who would you like to jump on board?
Oh.
If you just, you know, even if you wanted to jump on board for this year.
Let's get a club care package sent over to Tokyo.
Let's just consolidate your position till the end of September and then you're free to reconsider.
Yeah, righto. Why don't we go, would I be a member of the Cattery?
Oh, that's
well, that's fair enough.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
That's fair enough.
But she'd go a little bit lower down the ladder. She'd go right.
No,
to the
go
top.
For the Cats. All right, you're on board with the Cats.
Okay, Charnel's a Cats woman. She's a Cats woman until she's not.
The Cat woman.
Yeah, the Cat woman. I like it.
Yeah,
Charnel, we're short
but
on
I'm
time.
I'm happy to be persuaded.
Okay, happy to be persuaded. We're short on time, but
that's Zoe
behind the glass. She's an Essendon fan. great to have you on. It sounds like there's a fair bit going on in Tokyo, and looking forward to chatting to you slightly earlier in the program next week.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be on board as a regular. Call me anytime.
Sharnell Vella, the CCOR, Chief COVID Olympic Reporter, big debut, and has announced her intention to be a Geelong supporter.
So impressive was Sharnell. She's first hour stuff.
More sports day coming up, including our tips.